Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you can subscribe through RSS, really simple syndication, to our blog. That's Jim's blog. And you can go there. You can find that on the homepage. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz and check it out there as well. So I hope you'll do that because it's all available. It's all there designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's all made available through my organization and our great sponsors for free for you. Mick Fleming is our guest, and he's a friend of ours. He's been on our show before. He's the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. That's ACCE. Mick's been doing this for a long time. He's also the author of Making Your Chamber Make a Difference. And as I said, he's our friend. Mick, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back. And the last time you were on the show, we had a wonderful time. We were having a wonderful time in St. Louis at the ACCE conference where all these chamber executives were coming in from all over the country and whooping it up on behalf of small businesses and chambers of commerce. It was just a great time. We had a wonderful time down there.
Well, thank you, Jim. We had a good time having you, and the event certainly had great buzz and great activity and lots of learning opportunities for the chambers and the rightful recognition that they get at that event with some great awards programs that bless the best of the best.
You know, I was really impressed by the family attitude, the family atmosphere that I saw there. I mean, here were people from every state in the union who came together, and they see each other once a year, but they'd been seeing each other once a year for, you know, for who knows how many years, and every time somebody got an award, it was just like one of their brothers or sisters got an award.
No, you're right, and I think part of that is, you know, a chamber executive, in some ways, it's a little bit of a lonely job. You might think that they're in the middle of everything and everybody gets to visit with them, but they really can't let their hair down and back home that much. They're always on, whether they're out to dinner with their spouse or holding a meeting or involved in politics. They are always on in their role as chamber leader, and so when they get off with each other, it's a let your hair down kind of thing, and it is family. You mentioned the American from every state in the union, but we also had folks from Guam and Vietnam.
That's right.
and Egypt and Ireland and a bunch of Canadian friends. So it was.
Thanks for reminding me. I met a number of the Canadian friends, and I actually did meet. I met somebody from Vietnam. I met the guy from Vietnam. That was very interesting. But the thing that I noticed is and it just reminded me of what I've known for a long time and what my audience has heard me say over the years so many times before, and that is there's just something special about a chamber of commerce and the people who run them and the people who are members of them. If you're a member of a chamber of commerce and I don't mean that you pay your dues and wonder why they haven't done anything for you lately. I'm talking about being a member and actively, you know, attend the events and get to know the people who are running it and the other people who are members. There's something pretty cool about a chamber of commerce, and you could see that when you went to this to your conference in August, Mick.
Well, you brought up an interesting point about that engagement level, and you've heard me use this analogy before. But the person who just joined the health club and pays their dues and doesn't go, they stay fat, ugly, and old, and slow, and out of breath. And on the other hand, someone who joins and gets engaged and takes part in the activity, whether it's at the health club or at a chamber, you get what you get out of it is what you put into it. And people get so much healthier business-wise and personally if they do get engaged. Small business people especially get that interchange. But, you know, the other part of that is the kind of the lions and lambs together in the chamber, and that mm-hmm. some of the corporate leaders and movers and shakers in the community, and not just corporate, but also civic and religious and nonprofits all get together under the chamber umbrella, and it allows a networking that really doesn't exist anywhere else.
No other organization cuts across all the lines and brings together all the people. There's a nexus for every community in the community. Like the Chamber of Commerce, no other organization can do it. The politicians can't do it. The churches can't do it. The businesses can't do it all by themselves. You got to have a Chamber of Commerce to do that. And a healthy Chamber of Commerce, in my opinion, it means you've got a healthy community. Stand by, Mick. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, the ACCE is doing a lot to help the Chambers of Commerce and the communities and the businesses in the hurricane-ravaged areas. And we're going to get Mick to tell us about what they're doing and probably what you can do to help. 20 Till, stay with us. That little song by Atlanta Rhythm Section out to our friends in the Gulf States area, the hurricane ravaged area, Alabama, southern Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, parts of Texas. You guys just keep your heads up, keep your chin up, and keep working. It's tough, but Mick Fleming is with us, folks. And Mick, I know that you agree with me, and you send your thoughts and prayers out to those folks, and encourage them to keep their chins up, and that folks like you and your organization and me and my organization are going to try to help them out.
Weeks plus now, and now with another hit this past weekend, ACCE has really turned into a not just a service center for the chambers in the region, but also the a shoulder to kind of cry against, because
right.
There's some true devastation. And if you look at some of the shots on our website at acce.org, you just see, chamber buildings just flattened. And, it's one thing to lose your office, but in a lot of cases along the Mississippi coast and Louisiana area, now over in Lake Charles, so much of the business community, so much of the small business community that drives the chambers, membership and attendance and participation, they didn't just lose their heritage and their records and their office space and their equipment. They also lost their membership.
Yeah.
And that'll come back.
Their members are scattered to the four winds. And certainly,
they really are.
Certainly their customers,
back.
Certainly their members' customers are scattered to the four winds, maybe never to come back.
Yeah, and that's a big issue for chambers trying to decide whether to rebuild or consolidate, neighboring towns trying to get together to get the work done, because the resource level is going to be lighter, what they have to work with, and yet the demands are going to be higher. These communities, if they're going to come back, and if the economies and futures and quality of life and all those things are going to come back, the chambers have to succeed, and yet they're going to have fewer resources to do that. And you run into a problem with communities just kind of floundering around until they get some drivers from the business and public sector together under the chamber umbrella.
One thing I'd like to point out, Mick, is that there's the organization that could do so much to help a community get restarted, especially the business community, to get the marketplace back in business, would be the Chamber of Commerce. But one of the things that I want to clear up for some folks who may not understand this, the Chamber of Commerce is a business just like my business, just like your business. They're not publicly funded. The government doesn't give them any money. They get no money from FEMA. They get no money from anybody else. Their money comes from the dues of their members and whatever revenue they can raise of non-dues form. And so, Mick, how are these guys going to come? How are these chambers going to come back and help build the marketplace back without any members? I mean, their members are trying to feed their families, let alone paying dues.
Yeah, and a lot of them, you know, don't have reserves to call on either. Of course, our organization and the chambers around the country are reaching out to help them. We've raised a bunch of money already through our website and through an appeal that we sent out to chambers. And this that brotherhood that you mentioned that appears at the convention certainly sprang to life right after the convention when all this hit. And so, you know, you've got chambers adopting other chambers where all the members of a chamber in, you know, Brockton, Mass. Will say, you know, well, what we'll do is we'll join that chamber too.
Yeah.
Until they get back on
How
their feet,
that?
Or we'll,
now,
or we'll
wait,
you know,
slow
find
down.
A way to send a vehicle down to have them get an office on the beach and.
Slow down a minute, Mick. I want to come back on. I'm going to land on that for a minute. You're saying that there are people in other parts of the country, chamber members, not just chamber executives and employees, folks, but chamber members, just regular business people. Who have said, I'll join a chamber, and say, if they pick out a chamber and those members join them, maybe they, and so they send them enough dues, as if their dues is $250 a year or whatever, they send the dues down there to be a member of that chamber.
That's what they're trying to do. In some cases,
what a
challenge
great
is,
idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. And the problem right now is that got to make, just make sure that that chamber's website is up and running in order to do it remote. So there's ways to do it through us, but the challenge is that in some cases, somebody immediately after the storm tried to join the Gulfport Chamber, for instance, and their, you know, their site and their capacity to even take an order or take a membership wasn't available to them because their internet service provider and their banking relationships, everything was wiped out.
It's all gone. The bank's gone. The ISP's gone. Yeah.
So now they're back in business, almost all of them. At least in Mississippi and in Louisiana, they just had so much trouble returning to their places of work and to their offices that they've had a great deal of trouble into the flooded zones of the parishes right in and around New Orleans.
Well, you know, with you over in Mississippi, for example, and maybe parts of Texas, and some parts of Louisiana, you know, the houses are destroyed and they can start building them back right now. But you take the New Orleans area, some of those people are sitting on what's no less than a Superfund site. The where the flooding came in and saturated the ground with all this contamination. I mean, they're not only going to have to knock the buildings down; they're going to have to remediate the soil down there.
Right, and in the surrounding parishes and Slidell and some places like that, it looks like they're going to be able to recover as soon as the lake's out of their neighborhood. And
right.
And they're going to have a lot of rebuilding and a lot of demolition to get there.
Now, Mick,
neighborhoods of New Orleans are another story.
Hold on to that thought and give us your website again, please.
www.acce.org.
And can we go to that website then and find out how to adopt a chamber, how to get involved with helping those chambers out down there?
There's a Hurricane Katrina relief program. There's a there's a site of a couple of pictures of some devastated chamber offices and some communities, and just click in.
acce.org.
Right.
Quick break, 10 till, right back with Mick Fleming after these messages. Stay with us.
The vein of night, the cuts of bath of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the bar,
welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mick Fleming, president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. And that's the ACCE website, acce.org. That's where you can go to find out about what you can do, you and your chamber, to help out with the Katrina relief, now Katrina/Rita relief, right, Mick?
Yeah, our program is for disasters. We had to make it now for disasters, plural, so we're going to take care of support. You know, that outreach that I mentioned in the last segment about chambers helping chambers after 9/11, thousands of people joined the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce in New York, and
after 9/11,
it turned out to be a way to keep them alive and cooking, because they, as we talked about, had no revenue for a long time as those folks tried to get their lives back together, and that's what's going to happen here.
One of the things, Mick, that folks, when you heard me talking and Mick talking earlier about this family situation, this family attitude among chambers, and therefore among business owners in all these different communities. This is not just hyperbole on my part. This is not just, you know, me being starry-eyed. You know, I'm not starry-eyed. This is the real thing, and it manifests in the kind of story that Mick just told and another one he's about to tell. Mick, tell us what the Detroit Chamber of Commerce did.
Well, the Detroit Chamber was just stepped up immediately after the storm and said, you know, how do we help? And I said, well, the word we're getting from the region is to hold off a bit and not rush. And so they did, and then they got an inquiry from a provider up in their area about providing a mobile office once they realized that these chambers had lost their offices. And the Gulf Coast Chamber lost 5 offices, 4 of their subsidiary beachfront chamber offices, plus their main office in Gulfport. And so the Detroit Chamber arranged with its members and the business community in Detroit to send this mobile office unit down to Gulfport. And, you know, it's got 14 workstations and satellite connections, and it's going to have a small business kind of greeting center and a place where they can get small business support to recover and find their access.
Which is going to be very important when these businesses start coming back and needing some help and needing to know where to go to start.
Right, and to just be, you know, where they are now, where the chamber is now, is located at a corner of the community college, you know, miles away from where their center is, and
right.
So instead of crashing in this kind of adopted site off away from their core, they're going to be able to be right down in the middle of things, and people who come to town or need to work from the region will have this beautiful facility available to them.
Tell us the rest of the story, Mick.
The Detroit folks, the business community and the chamber in Detroit didn't just put this up for, you know, for 3 months or 6 months. They're giving it to them.
They're giving them this tens of thousands of dollars worth of assets.
Really state-of-the-art facility that they're going to be able to work from. And
that's true. That's true family right there, folks, I'll tell you. And Mick, thank you for coordinating that. Thanks for being the nexus between the other chambers and the people down there. And because, you know, as you said earlier, you know, it doesn't matter whether this is New York after 9/11 or New Orleans after Katrina. You know, this is the kind of stuff we got to do and step up and help our brothers and sisters out there in the marketplace.
And it's good. You know, it's doing good and doing well, because the whole nation's economy is going to feel ripples from this thing, mm-hmm. for a long time, and to have a kind of a dread hanging over the southern Gulf area is just not healthy for the economy of the country. And
yep.
And so to the extent that we can help them recover, it'll help everybody.
Well, and Mick, as you know, as I've said before, my microphone is your microphone. Whatever I can do to help you guys get this word out I'm going to do my best to get down there and do some broadcasting from down there sometime in the next couple of months. Once things get settled down so I'm not in the way down there, I want to do that. Maybe we can do something together down there.
Well, maybe we can share a mobile home, because that's the way that you're going to have to find the lodging, because insurance adjusters and utility fixers have every hotel room.
They have all the other ones. Hey, Mick, give us that website again, please.
It's www.acce.org, and it's the Chamber Catastrophe Relief, or Chamber Hurricane Relief Center is what the click is, and you'll find a way to help out. And it also provides links to other sites, like the U.S. Chamber has a great adoption program.
Right. Mick, thanks for being here. Good job today, and as always, good job for all you do for Chambers of Commerce across the country.
And you too, Jim.
Thanks. Mick Fleming, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. And by the way, if you're not a member of your chamber, I want to know why. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.